that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And it has, and we say good morning to the remnant and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you live this March 20th. Time just marches on. It does. It doesn't stop. But it's March 20th, Saturday morning. We're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. It's a little overcast. Don't quite have the sun up this morning. But we're glad to be here. And we've got a full crew with us today. We'll bring them on. Good morning, Brother Tim.
Good morning.
And good morning, Brother Paul, all the way out from Michigan.
Good morning.
And good morning to Brother John down in Colorado. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
We say good morning to you, the remnant, from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, and west, all over the country and all over the world on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. We thank you for joining in this Saturday morning, and you may hear this broadcast at other times. We're able to record it and play it at different times on different frequencies so that maybe we can encourage and help some of the other remnant at other times, but it's a live program this morning. We'll have the phone lines opened up. We do thank you for joining us, and welcome to spring. Spring equinox at about 3:30 this morning, and so that starts us on the beginning of spring, so we sure like that. Well, we're going to open up in prayer. John, we'll sure look to you to open us up in prayer this morning, sir.
Okay. I want to start out with a psalm that's a prayer for the overthrow of the wicked. It's Psalm 10. I've been praying that lately, and I'm going to pray it from the Amplified, which gives you a little bit better understanding of details of this prayer. Let's pray. A prayer for the overthrow of the wicked. Why do you stand far away, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself, veiling your eyes in times of trouble? In pride and arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue and persecute the afflicted. Let them be caught in the plots which they have devised. For the wicked boasts and sings the praises of his heart's desire. And the greedy man curses and spurns and even despises the Lord. The wicked, in the haughtiness of his face, will not seek nor inquire for him. All his thoughts are, there is no God, so there is no accountability or punishment. His ways prosper at all times. Your judgment, Lord, are on high, out of his sight, so he never thinks about them. As for all his enemies, he snares at them. He says to himself, I will not be moved. For throughout all generations, I will not be in adversity. For nothing bad will happen to me. His mouth is full of curses and deceit, fraud and oppression. Under his tongue is mischief and wickedness, injustice and sin. He lurks in ambush in the villages. In hiding places, he kills the innocent. He lies in wait for the unfortunate, the unhappy, the poor, and the helpless. He lurks in a hiding place like a lion in his lair. He lies in wait to catch the afflicted. He catches the afflicted when he draws him into his net. He crushes his prey and crouches, and the unfortunate fall by his mighty claws. He says to himself, God has quite forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see my deed. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand in judgment. Do not forget the suffering. Why has the wicked spurned and shown disrespect to God? He has said to himself, you will not require me to account. You have seen it, for you have noted mischief and vexation. Irritation to take it into your hand. The unfortunate commits himself to you, for you are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and the evildoer. Seek out his wickedness until you find no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. O Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble and oppressed. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to hear, to vindicate and obtain justice for the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth will no longer terrify them. Well, Heavenly Father, we do cry out to you, Lord, in an appeal to heaven for you to save America, Lord. It appears that everything around us is crumbling, but Lord, we know that there is no greater weapon for your people, the remnant, than the precious, holy, cleansing, healing, protective blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for the pastor that taught us how you contact that blood through repentance, dying to your old life, going into that watery grave of baptism, being born again of the water and the Spirit, clothed with Christ, the Word says, and given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and your name is entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. At that point, there's nothing that man can do to you that God does not allow, and the worst thing that they can do to you is give you eternal life. And Father, we understand the advantage that that is in warfare. Father, give us wisdom, understanding, and discernment as the patriarchs of our households. Help us to hear you, the Lord. Help us to be obedient, Lord, realizing full well that your word says that you're ready to punish the disobedience of those that hate you and hate your people when our obedience is complete. Forgive us, Lord, of our shortcomings. Forgive us of the sins that we know about and the ones that we don't. Father, convict us to change. Create in us a clean heart, O Lord, and renew the right spirit within us. Father, help us to stop worrying about tearing down our brothers, but to encourage one another to love and good deeds, which is what your word says that we are to do. We have enough real enemies out there. We don't need to make enemies of our brethren. Father, we continue to pray that the things that were done in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops, just as your word says. We continue to pray, Father, for you to send confusion into the camp of the enemy, that they would turn upon one another, devour one another, fall in the pits that they dig, be ensnared in the traps that they lay. Father, I pray for your people who are naive, Lord, who have really looked to the government as God, that have fallen into the trap of taking this poisonous vaccine, Lord, that you would grant them grace and mercy and compassion, Father, that they would be able to take poison and it would not harm them. And Father, I pray for those that hate you and hate your people, those that roam like roaring lions seeking someone to devour, those that come only to steal, kill, and destroy, that poison would affect them a hundredfold, Lord, as many times as you see fit. Father, we do pray in these last days that, realizing that the most important thing is for us to share the gospel, the death and burial and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, bring those people into our paths. Prepare their hearts and minds and souls to receive the truth. Send your ministering angels to minister to them. Send your guardian angels to protect your people. Send your warring angels to continue to battle Leviathan in the high places as well as down in the pits of hell, Lord, where it appears that the demons are doing their work, Lord. We do thank you that there's many things that have been exposed, Lord, and they continue to be exposed. And those things that do unspeak, those people who do unspeakable deeds, Lord, are being found out and brought to justice. And that's what we pray for, Lord, is righteous justice, your justice, Lord, not man's justice, but biblical justice, Lord. Your word says that we're to pray for grace and mercy and compassion in your wrath, and that you would find us, your people, worthy to escape the things that are coming. And we do, Lord, in the name above all other names, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. You know, I guess I'll start off with the invasion that continues on the southern border. Over 100,000 migrants in February. Well, I'm sorry, immigrants, right? Illegal invaders. Over 1,000 in February alone, and more than, of course, 4,500 unaccompanied teenagers and children. That's kind of been in one of the big things in the news lately. That. You know, to the current administration, it's not a crisis, it's a challenge. And one of the ways that they are dealing with this challenge, it came out this morning, is to plan on flying many of these illegal, who knows what diseases they bring in with them, flying them to the northern states. Got the Montana. Montana Representative Matt Rosendale, he is just firing off saying, hey, wait a minute, you can't do that. What, you know, you can't dump them on us. When they've been being dumped on in Arizona and New Mexico and Texas and the border states, those states have been under siege, you might say. We had a caller just a couple weeks ago, a rancher from down on the border, and talked about the kidnapping of a little girl down there that was thankfully saved before they took her back into Mexico. But this administration, it's treason. It is absolute treason to open up the borders and just to let whoever come in. That destroys a nation. Our pastor taught us that what do you have to have for a nation? You have to have a common understanding, common language, and borders. You have to have those things. And when you destroy those, as this border is being destroyed, that's you destroy the nation. And when you hear about those 4,500 unaccompanied teenagers and children, you know, many people think about these little babies or 10-year-olds that are coming in. And why are they here unaccompanied? Why are they here? Because their parents have sent them, okay, or they've traveled and gotten separated, and here they are. And it's not all 10-year-olds. No, there's 15, 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds. They are part of that, well, I think that Aslatan army that plans on coming and reconquering, Reconquista is still alive and well and flourishing in that the community just to the south of this nation. And it is just, it is absolute chaos down there. When you look at the news reports, when you try to when you talk to people, they are just they are our neighbors that are under siege. 100,000.
Yeah, one of the biggest
in February alone. Anyway, John.
Yeah, but one of the biggest things that they're doing is with all of these children. I mean, in the thousands is. They're continuing to feed this child trafficking ring. They're continuing to feed this child sex ring, this pedophilia.
Yes.
You know, there's a purpose behind this stuff. And these people are demonic, and they don't even hide it anymore. You know, I think the Lord revealed something to me the other day. What have they been trying to do? They're trying to get us into a civil war. They've been trying to get us to fight against the black people. They're trying to get us to fight against Mexicans. And now what is it? Well, now they think, well, maybe we can get them to fight against the Asians. So don't be surprised if you see a bunch of false flags now that are to get the people to turn against the Asians. But I also think looking back, I remember these huge research facilities and things that they're building on universities and basically how they've been studying insects, you know, pretty much mosquitoes. And, gee, I wonder why. Well, that just came out, too, is a lot of this stuff's been funded by Bill Gates and our government. And, you know, you don't want to take the jab through a needle? Well, how about if we inject our poison through mosquito bites? And, you know, that's the diabolical plan. The mind of the wicked, evil people. But I also believe that part of this first round of COVID, now they're talking about this this mutated round now, and I guess places like Italy and some other places in Europe are starting to do another complete lockdown coming soon, I'm sure, to America. At least they're going to try. I don't think the people will put up with it this time. At least I pray that they won't. But I think a big part, you know, they've proven that these tests are worthless. They're 98% false positive. And right when Biden got into office, they reduced the number of cycles that they used to test. And their plan is to show that, well, this vaccine and socialist distancing and mask and everything have reduced the numbers so much, but that hasn't worked either, and that's fallen apart. But I think what they've been doing is they know that these tests are worthless, but I honestly believe that they've been using these tests to collect the DNA of the people. And you can bet that there's a little C on the ones of the Caucasians. And think about that. Now, all of a sudden you got, you know, billions of samples of DNA of, let's say, Caucasian people, and you study that, and you find, you know, a weakness or whatever in their genetic code. And in today's day and age, they'll try to engineer, you know, some sort of a virus or disease or something that will literally only affect that one race of people, that one generation. And they don't even hide it. I mean, they basically have been boldly proclaiming that that these viruses can attack, you know, certain races. And I don't know what you guys think about that, but I honestly believe that that's their end game.
good point.
Yes.
I think there's also, I think there might even be, I'll go out on a limb and say that I've been seeing a lot of info about, Space Force and a lot of other things, and I think that the whole warmongering thing is really, really churned up, and I don't know whether it's worst-case scenario or whatever, but it's got me wondering if there's not a point there where they're going to try and bring in an alien war thing, virtual or realistic. And I'd even say that I think most of this alien activity is probably nothing more or less than demonic activity. And I know that's kind of getting right out there, but we're seeing a lot of that, stuff going on all over the place.
It makes you wonder if CERN has been successful in reaching that black hole dimension, you know, and open the pits of hell.
Because there's a lot of interesting chatter going on about stuff like that. There's a lot of interesting things that, you know, they're talking about. And, of course, you've got the whole, shock and awe of somebody from, you know, coming from another planet or coming from another dimension or whatever. And these things are, you know, some of these things are true in a certain manner of speaking if you understand your Bible and stuff, as far as the fact that but it doesn't make it good. You know, so they definitely, we can be looking at an attack on godly people, or we can be looking at using that to further their agenda towards slavery and destruction and Antichrist way. Just a thought.
Yeah, you can see that they're not hiding their agenda to murder, you know. Obviously, their Ten Commandments are the Georgia Guidestones. Their first commandment reduced the population to 500 million, which is basically a 90% reduction. And now they're advocating to vaccinate toddlers as young as 6 months with this new COVID vaccine. You know, and the sad thing is that the people, I mean, obviously they've been pretty successful in their brainwashing, mind control through probably mostly the school system and the higher education. But the fact that these people are lining up for this stuff, I mean, they're getting on lists. They want this stuff so bad. It's really sad. But they're still a group of people who will gladly give them a shot to 223 or 308 or whatever their choice before they'll take the jab. You know, they're not hiding the fact that they're coming after our weapons. I think their plan is to first a gun registry, which is the same that it's been in every other country that they've disarmed the people, and then now they want to impose a $800 a year tax per weapon. And you know, the reality is we just all have to stand together and say no, period. The right to own and bear arms shall not be infringed upon, period. And that's the stand that I believe we need to take as a country.
I agree. I still keep remembering it. You know, you standing, John, at the pulpit saying, you know, it's just time to put your tongue on the top of your mouth and just say no. Just say no. You know, April 19th is coming up, and that's a pretty special day for me. But it's a special day for our country. That was the day that that shot was fired, that was heard around the world. And so many of our people, especially those that have come up in the public fool system in the last generation or two, they have no idea what that is. They have no idea at all. When the invading British force came to take their guns, to take their cannon, their stores of ammunition, away. And they met on Lexington Green, and the comment was, "Throw down ye arms, ye damn rebels." And thankfully, our forefathers didn't. And that began the Revolutionary War. And, you know, our forefathers put in that Second Amendment to the Constitution, that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And our enemies have been fighting against that ever since. And if you look around the nation and tell me what other nation still has their firearms, what other nation still has any semblance of freedom or liberty, and it's not that we have it overflowing, but we have it more than any other nation. And so what other nation has the freedom and liberty that we have here because they have their firearms? And an answer to either one of those. And none do. None do. There is nowhere else to go. There's no going to Canada to escape a draft. There's no going to Mexico to live on the beach and drink beers. You get your head cut off. There's nowhere else to go. The enemy has disarmed every other nation and then every other Anglo nation in the world. Australia, the UK, those were the last two kind of holdouts, and they're totally disarmed and all but overrun with this liberal thinking, if not the raghead Muslims. And this nation is it. You know, when you read through the Bible, you read through like Nehemiah, and, you know, the people wanted to, they wanted to go to Egypt. And he's like, "No, don't go to Egypt. God's going to deliver you here. No, we want to go to Egypt." And they could do that. They could go to Babylon. They could go to Egypt. There were places that, you know, to go then. There's nowhere else to go from here. And our people need to realize that. Those that are, you know, maybe not woke to the destruction that's planned for this nation. It is absolute war. And we're seeing it. When you have President Harris and her stair-stumbling Vice President Biden spoke at, I think it was at Embry-Riddle. It was one of the universities. I think they got together yesterday and spoke. And she's just spouting this out. America is so racist and sexist and homophobic, and it's just the worst place. And as you said, John, they are pushing a race war. Because that's what they want, so they can declare martial law, so they can bring in the blue-helmeted UN troops. That's what they're pushing. They have been pushing this from before day one when they stepped in, but they sure ramped it up, and they continue to. There's no solution to the invasion going on at the southern border, like you said again, because that's what they want. It serves their purposes on many, whatever you say it, in many facets, in many ways. From, like you said, the children that it brings in, that gives them almost an unlimited supply, to the destruction that it brings. It's the locust of Joel. Read Joel again, just the first couple chapters, and they just keep coming and coming and coming. And that is by design. It's by their plan. Their plan is working perfectly, for now anyway.
What's your take, Paul? I was interested in what you see going on.
Well, I still think you're a step down. Let me read Deuteronomy 23, verse 43, "The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to the heat, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail." Now, this is a fact of nature. You take President Harris, and she's going to surround herself with her own kind. You put Trump back in there, he's going to surround himself with his own kind. And this is what's going on. It's a law of nature. But see, God's keeping his word. The stranger of glory, you know, that last thing that you had in that last Dragon Slayer, is this starts in the church. I have not lived in a free country my whole life. Because there's two things that are not in a free country, and that's an income tax and a property tax. And we've been down the tube so far so long, and it's coming to a head. Now, God preserves the wicked for the day of destruction, too. We have to keep looking to him, because this is out of our hands, if you haven't noticed. I mean, it's very, very, you know, I talked to a guy the other day. I've done everything I can to a free country. I voted. I did everything I did. And we're still losing. See, the thing of it is, judgment will start first in the house of the Lord. Now, you don't have a church out here that's worth a flip. I bridled my tongue a little bit there. But, no, they're useless. They've taken the law out. The people, the Satan's children that we're dealing with, have no regard for any God's law. Why would he care about the Constitution? And this, you know, and that Kiplinger, when the Saxon begins to hate, we're getting our nose rubbed right in the dirt until we return back to him. That's what's going on, because that's our only remedy. My gun ain't going to save me, and I'm not opposed, and I think you should have protection, self-protection. But we have to look to him to bring us down. And I think, you know, I think we're going to set up, because he's going to glorify himself beyond all, that all the nations will know that he is the Lord. And I think we're coming up to that. Because everything we talked about, I'm pretty helpless when it comes right down to it. My worst enemy is my neighbor. He'll turn you in a heartbeat. I see these people lining up for the shots. And they tell them, they ask you to have a shot. I say, H, no, I ain't getting a shot. And they look at you like you're a communist, what I am. But, you know, these people are walking right into the trap. You know, and that's what one of our problems. Where do we look for our salvation? You know, it says in Revelations, and they will not give up their sorceries. You know, vaccination has been bad. What I understand, I read that book, that big die-off of that 1918 or whatever it was. That was a vaccination thing, too, I believe. That was in that murder by injection by Eustace Mullins, I believe it was, and I read recently. But they've been doing this forever.
Spanish flu,
Yeah, but the thing of it is, where are we going to look for our salvation? We are at a helpless moment right at the moment, you know, what's going on around us. Nobody, there's no place you can go to court, break any courts for justice. You know, the reason the judge stood up originally, he was carrying the Bible. And those people down in Lexington Green paid an extreme price, and we owed them a huge apology. I mean, they threw tea in the Boston Harbor for half a cent tax. You know, the power to tax, the power to destroy, well, you're taxed into oblivion. And I think we're looking to the wrong God. Then when the Saxon begins to say, crap, it's the fan. And I think we're getting put in that position, personally.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. John, can we take a phone call real quick? Got a guy called in here. Hey, thanks for holding, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, men. I just wanted to comment on what you guys were talking about the UN and the gun confiscation and so forth. Back in 1990, in the 90s, back then, in the militia days back then, I had an eight-hour videotape, and basically it was foreign troops from all over the country, all over the world, were here practicing with our guys. I think it was down in Fort Polk, Louisiana. They had three-bedroom houses like most Americans would live in, and these troops would, in their black-clad uniforms, would come to the door, and a guy with a UN blue shirt on and a badge that said National Police on it would knock at the door and say, we are authorized to search this premises. And the guy inside would yell, go jump in the lake. And then black clad troops would bust in and take out hostages. Well, the Russians and the British had a total kill policy. If they had to bust in that door, they killed everybody, including the dog and the cat inside. Basically, that was going on in 95. It was called Cooperative Nugget 95. Just wanted to mention that. Thanks.
Thanks, brother. Yeah, they have their plans. They do. John?
Well, there's a movie out right now called, I don't think it's Armageddon, but it's similar to that on Prime, that basically is like another Red Dawn, but it basically describes just that, where they declare martial law. They use foreign military to come to your homes. But like Paul says, it doesn't really even matter. I mean, obviously, you need to keep your firearms, because the Lord said to sell your robe and buy a sword. And we learned from our pastor that today's sword is a firearm. But, you know, God's definition of a Red Sea predicament and our definition of a Red Sea predicament are two different things, I think.
Yes.
And just like, you know, we know that when he does deliver his people, it will be where no one can claim credit for it but God. And that's when the nations will see that there is a God, God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he is in control of all things. And he'll let us destroy ourselves as much as we want to destroy ourselves. But in the end, just like Psalm 10, you know, we're kind of at this Nineveh moment, really, where we all need to fast and pray and repent and, you know, even lay in sackcloth and ashes if that's what it takes to show the Lord that, you know, we really do repent for letting things get this bad. I mean, the reality is we are the watchmen over the house of Israel, and we've allowed it to get this bad. We became fat and happy. Life was good, and that can only go on so long. I continue to tell people that we lost this country in the churches, and they look at you kind of strange, but then when you explain to them how the churches became acceptant and tolerant of sin under the guise of grace, you know, they became, first it was homosexuality, and first it was just false doctrine, but over the years, just like Paul says, the judgment will begin in the house of the Lord, and it's happening in the house of the Lord, and there's going to be a whole lot less churches around. There's going to be a whole lot less preachers around, in my opinion. God has got the culling is taking place, and if you don't want to stand for the truth and preach the whole Bible, I was listening to Pastor Peter's series on the message that no preacher wants to preach on hate and holy hate, you know. And you talk about that today, and people just look at you like you're crazy. But you listen to those messages, and boy, you talk about divine wisdom that the Lord gave Pastor Peter's Holy Spirit guiding and directing him, giving him wisdom, understanding, and discernment. You know, those 25, 30 years of messages are more pertinent today than they were then. The warning, you know, that was God's warning. And he gave him a national platform.
Yes.
He gave him shortwave. He gave him all of these things, not only to reach our country, but to reach the world and to warn them of what was coming. And unfortunately, you know, there's a remnant that obviously heeds the truth and the warning, but the masses did not. In fact, they grew farther away from the Lord. And I knew when, and there are a lot of men who knew as well, but when the Lord called Pastor Peter's home, that there was a tribulation coming, that, you know, it says in, I think it's Matthew 24:21-23, that there's a tribulation coming that such has never been seen before or ever will be again. And if the Lord hadn't shortened the days, none of us would survive the things that are coming. The good news is we are coming out of winter. It says pray that your flight is not in winter, and pray that you're not with child during the times that are coming. But they're coming. And I think the most important thing we can do, as we talked about, I don't know, a year or so ago, is hear ye the Lord, you know. Get on your knees, get on your face, and fall upon your face and say, Lord, what is it that I need? You know, here I am, Lord. What is it thou wouldest have thy servant do? And when you hear it, be obedient. Don't fear the one that can kill you. Fear the one that after he killed you can cast you into hell. That scripture keeps coming to mind an awful lot these days.
Amen. I believe Pastor Peter was the last prophet. He died. The day he died was 7/7/11, and the numbers mean complete destruction.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we had a little bit of a window of opportunity there for 4 years, I think, to return back to the Lord. And unfortunately, you know, God gives you an opportunity, but he gives you blessings in that opportunity. And people think everything's gone back just to the way it was before that. And I still believe that there are things that are working and, you know, behind the scenes. The Lord is working behind the scenes. And obviously he could deliver us in a second, in a heartbeat. But it's also, I think, you know, it just depends on how far the people are willing to go to show the Lord that we have changed and that we do want a godly nation that with no king but King Jesus, and just may come down to that.
Amen. You know, John, you brought a message on the, you know, what can we learn from the book of Esther here just a couple weeks ago, and you know, a big point of that was that God is working behind the scenes. He is putting things in place. He has his plan. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God says, I know the good plans I have for you. And just as it was mentioned, that we don't always, you know, when we think we're in a Red Sea or predicament, it may not be that, you know, God may not think the same thing. His standards are different. And it's like that now. He is working behind the scenes. He has things in place. We know that he is patient. He's not slow concerning his promises, but he's patient, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. And it's not all that will come. Oh, he wants them all, but he knows that there's the Goliaths out there that David fought that will not come to repentance, that are the creatures of instinct created to be destroyed. You know, and the people are, I think as time goes on, they are seeing this more and more, that they are, at least those that hunger for thirst and thirst for righteousness, that they see. You know, you can encourage people, read your Bible. Paul, I like how you put it, you know, ask questions. You know, when somebody comes to you and say, well, you know, it's just faith only, with the faith only doctrine, all you have to do is believe. You know, you can ask, well, where is that? And what about this scripture? And explain that to me. And just like with the hate, you know, David, a type of Christ that most Christians will agree that, you know, King David, even though he wasn't perfect, he sinned, but he's looked at as a type of Christ all through the Psalms and all through the Word. But in Psalms 139, verse 21, he says, do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with the utmost hatred. They have become my enemies. And there are a few more people that are seeing that, that those that hate God, I think the Bible says those that hate God love death. And it's becoming more evident that there are a people out there that fit that description, that hate God, that love death, and we're not to love them. We're to get the stone out and put it in the sling and deal with them as David, who wrote this, who was a type of Christ, who had a heart after God's own heart, how he dealt with them. And this is how he dealt with Goliath. He took him down and cut off his head. And then there was no more Goliath. And that, I think that is coming. You know, the story of Gideon. I think that's one of the reasons that Pastor preached so much on Gideon. Not just in the Ask Gideon series. Not just in the Answer to Ask Gideon series. But if you listen to the stream, folks, the 24/7 stream that's going off up, that goes up off the website, scripturesforamerica.org, and on the internet, and on the shortwave, You hear pastor goes back to the story of Gideon so many times because it describes, I think, what we have to do today, that it will be the moving of the Holy Spirit. It will be the Lord that calls his people, those that are willing, those that understand that we have an enemy and that they're not going to repent, and that it is because of our sin, our national sin, because we have turned away from God, that God has done this. You see that is not just in the Gideon story, it's in all through Jeremiah. Read Jeremiah, and it certainly happened then, but it is happening today. It is once again.
Well, the good news is that God is hearing and answering our prayers, and there is literally thousands of sex offenders and pedophiles and things in positions of authority, teachers and people in Jesuit colleges, political figures that are being arrested for possession of child pornography, for molesting children. And I mean, so there is good news, and we need to step up our prayers to continue to pray that the things that were done in the dark brought to the light, shouted from the rooftops. Continue to pray for protection, guardian angels. I mean, Hebrews 1:14 says we can call upon God to send myriads of angels, and he's got untold numbers that we can't even imagine how many angels the Lord has. And we can call on him to send ministering angels to minister to those people who, there's a lot of people that are depressed right now. I mean, they basically said, I believe that more people have committed suicide or died from the lockdowns and the COVID restrictions than actually from the disease. I mean, you tell me, who in their right mind is going to take a vaccine, even if it supposedly protected you from a virus that's 99.85% survivable? And that's in, in over 70 or under 70, excuse me. But it's ludicrous. It's a spell that's upon the land, just as Pastor Peters revealed to us. And the good news is that for the first time in I don't know how long, people really are starting to understand that this is a spiritual warfare, and this is a battle of good versus evil. And, that's one thing that people used to scratch their head and kind of argue and say, oh, no, this is just a phase, we're going through this and that. Well, I think God made sure that the enemy is pulling out all the stops. And they're not hiding the fact, that the Psalm 10, if you read it, that's really the truth. What's changed in this world, in this country, is people do not fear God anymore. They used to revere the Bible and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And now they have literally thumbed their nose at God. And, God is not mocked. It's just a matter of time. He'll bring recompense down upon their head many times over, but also use it to chasten his people who allowed it to get this bad.
Amen. That's that judgment starting at the household of God. Tim, how are things from the flyover states?
Just the same. I had a fellow stop in yesterday, and he said, we were talking, and he said, how come all these liberals show up all the time, but at all these things, these socialists and everything. But he said, you just don't really see many conservative Christian things like that. Well, they're taking care of their families, and they're trying to keep things together in the middle of this battle that's going on. And it's a battle against God, country, and family, and they're trying to hold that all together. And I said, they're busy with their father's work. And I said, the day's coming when if they take time off, it's going to be not a vacation. There's a job coming. when God decides to make things right. I couldn't help but think when you guys were talking, Jeremiah 13:25 says that this is thy lot, the portion of thy measures from me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. And, you know, you look at that, the forgotten part, and the trusted in falsehood part, and, you know, God's a just God. We get what we deserve. So if you want more, then remember more and trust him, not the falsehood. It reminded me of the fact that when the children of Israel came out of Egypt there, they were grumbling against Moses, and they wanted to go back to Egypt. So they, because they had it so good, they had leeks and onions to eat, you know. And I can remember reading that as a young person and thinking, wow, that doesn't really sound all that good, you know. And, you know, and what we don't understand is, or what God's people have forgotten, the liberty that is the Lord, the blessing that is the Lord. We have, like Paul's did, it hasn't happened in our lifetime. All we have is the memory of those who come before, who explained it to the best of their ability. And, you know, we've all been sold this lie that all is well, and they'll give people a mess of pottage, you know, as in like a $1,400 stimulus check or whatever, to buy their children, to buy their you know, to keep them sedentary so that they're, that there's no righteous indignation, and I keep them asleep. And that's why so often we're told through the Bible, wake up and remember, don't forget, and you know, keep your eyes open. And Isaiah 56:10, his watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they're all dumb dogs, they cannot bark. They sleep, lying down, loving to slumber. I mean, you got a lot of people out there asleep at the wheel because they don't know or remember or understand what God does for his people, for a nation that is you know, blessed of the Lord. I mean, they don't understand or know Jeremiah 29:11. They, you know, the peace and the blessings and the lack of evil in the land, flowing with milk and honey. They don't get it. They don't understand it. They have a hard time connecting with it. And they, you know, we've got the public education system out there. We've got all these upper schools and stuff that are teaching them anything but that kind of stuff. You know, they don't want them to remember. They want them to stay asleep. So I think when I first met Pastor, one of the courses of conversation was the movie They Live, and I don't know if anybody's watched that. It's a cheesy movie, but the underneath of it was really legit. It's stay asleep, consume. You know, just, and that's what we're looking at today. You know, you just shake your head at what's going on. It's like, do something. You know,
those are good eyes to see. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he calls us blind so much. So, and it can be frustrating to be one of those people who can see some of it, even if you can't see it all. If you can see some of it, it's frustrating when you can't get, look, see, listen to what, you know, you're out there struggling with that. It's easy to, I think it's easier to understand why some of our biblical people, when we look at our Bible stories and stuff, how they, you know, became somewhat disheartened occasionally and got down about stuff. It's no different today. I mean, just as things were, they are today. And it's like, call upon, you know, like Jeremiah 29:12, he says, then you shall, when everything's right, then you shall call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Wow, that's a big deal. You know, I mean, that's not a small thing. So, I guess that's wake up, America.
Amen.
Yeah, it's like Paul says, you know, the stranger will go higher and higher, and you'll go lower and lower. And you talk about trying to incite a race war. $10 billion, I believe, are in that new COVID relief bill for farmers, and half of it, $5 billion, is for only minority farmers, which is about 20% of the farmers, if at at the most. And the other five, so they divided it. Five is for the minorities, but five is for the other 80% of other than minority farmers. I mean, you tell me that they're not trying as hard as they possibly can in ways that we can't even imagine, unfathomable, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, to incite these race riots.
Amen.
That's divide going and conquer. On.
Well, guys, we're all but out of time. We're all but out of time. That hour just went fast. Want to invite you to church tomorrow. You can come join us at church at the LaPorte Church of Christ. You can do that if you go to your computer, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 out on the West Coast, at scriptures4america.org. And you can join us there. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth that is prophetic. I can assure you of that. John, looking forward to your live message. And we'll have some music, and we'll partake of communion. We'll remember that we are redeemed and what it took to redeem us, his people. So we hope you'll join us there. Men, thanks for joining us. We'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
snake high.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.